Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. It's a beautiful day to be out and about, and one of the things you may be wanting to do this week is plant a tree. Arbor Day is coming up this Friday, April 27th, and whether you're looking to conserve energy, bring beauty to the yard, attract birds, or help clean the air, a tree is a great way to do any of these things. Once you've selected your tree, you may be wondering how to plant it to make sure that it has a long and healthy life and can continue to bring you beauty for many years to come. One of the most important things to consider when planting a tree is making sure you select a good site. An important consideration is making sure that your tree is going in well-drained soil. Poorly drained sites are difficult locations for many trees, and when you're planting in poorly drained soils, you may have to make a few adjustments in the way that you plant. One of the first things you'll have to do once you've selected your site is dig a hole. Now, whether you're planting a bald and burlap tree, a container-grown tree, or a bare root tree, there's a few things that you'll want to consider, some general rules of thumb. First of all, you want to dig a hole that's 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the tree's root ball. The depth of the hole should be 2 or 3 inches less than the height of the root ball, and you want to make sure you slope the sides of the hole so that the top is several inches wider than the bottom of the hole. So you want a little bit of a slope or a cone going down into the hole. If you are planting in a poorly drained site, instead of 2 to 3 inches at the top above the soil of the root ball, you want the depth of the planting hole in poorly drained soils to be approximately 2/3 the height of the root ball. So when placed in the hole, the top 1/3 of the root ball shows above the surrounding soil. And then when backfilling, you want to place soil all the way to the top of the root ball and gradually slope it down to the surrounding soil line. This will help ensure that there gets some good drainage and will never be below the water table, which can be very stressful for trees. If you're planting a bald and burlap tree, you want to dig a hole 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the root ball. Grasping the tree's root ball, carefully lower the tree into the hole. The top should be approximately 2 or 3 inches above the surrounding soil line. Now take a minute to step back and make sure the trunk is straight. Then begin backfilling with the original soil. You do not want to add compost, peat, or any other organic materials to the soil. Gently firm the backfill soil in the hole with your hands as you go. When the planting hole is about 1/2 full, cut and remove the twine, and cut away and remove any burlap on the top 1/3 to half of the root ball. If it's in a wire basket, remove the top 1/3 to half of the basket. Then completely fill the remainder of the hole with soil and place it all the way up to the top of the root ball, gradually sloping back down to the surrounding soil line. Once you've planted your tree, make sure you thoroughly water it. If you are planting a tree that was grown in a container, dig a hole 2 to 3 times wider than the diameter of the container. Once the hole is prepared, lay the tree on its side. Very carefully tap the sides of the container to loosen the soil ball from the container, then slide the tree out. All containers should be removed, even the containers that are supposedly plantable. If the sides of the soil ball are a mass of roots, carefully shave off the outer half to inch of soil ball with a sharp spade or a saw. Place the tree in the hole. Gradually fill it with soil. And with each new addition of soil, firm it in place with your hands. Place soil all the way to the top of the soil ball and gradually slope it down to the surrounding soil, and water thoroughly when you're done. Finally, if you're planting a bare root tree, you want to make sure that you soak the roots in a bucket of water for 1 to 2 hours prior to planting, and also prune off any damaged or broken roots. When you're ready to plant, dig a hole 2 to 3 times wider than the spread of the tree's root system. The depth of the hole should be equal to the distance from the tree's trunk flare to the bottom of the roots. Trunk flare is the place where the trunk begins to spread out as it meets the roots. Build a cone-shaped mound of soil in the center of the hole and place the tree on top of the mound. Make sure the trunk flare is even with the surrounding soil surface and spread the roots evenly over the mound. Then begin backfilling with original soil. As you backfill, firm the soil in the hole with your hands. And place the soil all the way up to the trunk flare and water the tree thoroughly. If you follow these guidelines, you should have a tree that grows well and brings you beauty to your yard for many years. For ISU Extension in Cass County, this is Kate Olson.